Mike Socha's Angels continue their playoff push in Baltimore, and in the second, Cole Calhoun continues the power surge we've seen from these two teams all series long.
The ball's lifted in the air, and it's hit well into right center field, and that ball is out of here! Cole Calhoun, second home run for him this weekend in Baltimore. It's 1-0 Angels.
And the home run barrage continues here for the Angels at Camden Yards. You talk about getting a baseball in the barrel of the bat.
Good runner's count, and Calhoun does not go. Simmons on Lowe's and delivers way back to left field. D-O's says Simba. And just like that, here in the top of the sixth inning, the Angels are up now 4-1.
Andrelton Simmons, anything elevated and you will pay the price. It's going to get hit hard somewhere. For this one, an elevated fastball on that inner half of the plate. Simmons pulls his hands in nicely. This is actually a little slider that spins and doesn't do anything. Simmons identifies it quickly, and those are the ones you hit out, and Simmons did not miss it.
Payoff pitch. This is lifted in the air in right center, and this is trouble out in right center. It's going to bang off the warning track and hop over the wall. That's going to be a ground rule double. Game is tied.
They're going to move him back, Adam Jones, but I'm surprised that they don't question that because he's on the move on a 3-2 count.
Well, the Angels catch a little break there. 1-2 pitch. Little slice in the right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Being waved home is the lead runner, Cole Calhoun. Throw gets away. He'll score, and Maven delivers. Angels back on top.
That's a good piece of hitting. Just shorten up that swing using that lower part of his body. Hit that ball well. Gentry got a lot on that throw, but a tough in-between hop for Joseph at the plate. Scoring the go-ahead run. Big time swing for Cameron Maben. Using that lower half of his body. You see how he shortens up the swing to make contact. Lines it in the right.
Angels trying to hold on, bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch. This is bounced back to Norris. It skipped off his glove, recovers, and bounces the throw over there to first base, but the ball game is over.
Bud Norris gets the save, and the Angels survive with a 5-4 win. The Angels do take 2 out of 3 in this series. Cole Calhoun finishes 1-for-2 with the homer, 3 runs scored, and 3 walks. These two clubs combine for 17 home runs in this 3-game series. Cameron Maben did not start on Sunday, but he comes up big in the clutch. His pinch hit single in the eighth ultimately proved to be the game-winning hit.
A lot of stretching inside, man. Taking some swings off the tee. But in the past I've had some good at bats off of Givens. I see him well. He's got some good stuff. But sometimes everybody has that guy that they see well. They have good at bats against. And I was fortunate enough to not try to do too much. And my approach, stick with my approach, and a nice swing in the right field. And what a big run! And our pen did a great job of going out there and shutting it down. And Parker did another great job of keeping us in the game. So, another team effort by us. And, it's this time of the year, it's fun baseball to be a part of.
What's it like watching Andrelton Simmons do what he does and go to work out there at shortstop? I mean, coming up with some huge plays here this afternoon.
I mean, I think I did more yelling and screaming watching this guy today. I mean, I was a true cheerleader today for most of the series, but today most of the game. I mean, I continue to say he's the best shortstop I've ever seen. Earlier today, the play he made against, to keep Manny Machado from scoring. His baseball IQ and his baseball clock is so amazing and so high. I've had a pleasure, being with him in Atlanta, but playing, on the same team with him, playing behind him, he's special, man. And he continues to show it day in and day out defensively and swinging a great bat as well. He's just fun to watch every day.
Up next for the Angels is a 4-game series with the Rangers at home. Beginning on Monday, Tyler Skaggs will start the opener.